Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Miss Latoya Bird. Thank you for tuning in to ILoveDownSouth.com. You're in the right place. It's Sunday evening, and we're about to tell you why we love Down South. We have an awesome show planned for you this evening. Plan B, books, and behind the scenes with branding, so on and so forth, with a couple local authors who are doing their thing, okay? So listen, pre-show hype, about to play this little music for you to get your two-step on, and also to tell a friend, text someone, post it, we live, all right?
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Let me get myself together before the two-step takes over the whole entire show. For those of you that are returning listeners, you know we play that song every time. To me, it's the epitome of my youth growing up down south, hearing the jams outside, seeing all the cars rolling by. So I like to bring a little bit of that element to the show as we talk about why we love down south. Listen, we love everywhere. But down south has a lot going on. And just to get right to it, you know, with the good news report, for those of you that haven't visited, you might want to check out goodnewsghouls.com. We have one of our most explosive issues, which is a local grassroots community magazine dedicated to creating and celebrating good news in our community. So, you know, we out here. And this week was an explosive week. We were able to service our readers and supporters with more copies of the book because, as you know, printing a physical copy could be a little pricey. So we had so much on so much demand for the book that it was amazing, and it was nice to see, you know, Miami Times pick up one of our actual cover story and also cover it in their publication. So shouts out to Miami Times and the executive editor over there, Miss Carolyn. So listen, it's all about the band, okay? The band, the Down South in the area, we have a marching band. Yes, it is a youth marching band, free to kids between the ages of 11 to 15. Here in the South area, kicking off with the Richmond Perrin as well as the Ghouls Optimist Club. All right, so this is the first time that this has happened in Miami-Dade County, where you have the Optimist Club offering the band as a additional extra community curricular activity. And so, you know, this is kind of big. And so the reason why it's really big is because it's the first time that this is happening nationally. So while Pop Warner is taking over like every little park with the sports and the cheer, you know, we want to continue to bring that school element and that college element to the community by adding in that band element. But you can't do it unless you do it with FAMU's infamous Dr. Julian E. White, band director of the famous Marching 100. Okay, he was in the building coordinating this program in conjunction through Miami-Dade County District 9, of course, with Commissioner Moss providing funding for this program along with Children's Trust. It's just a phenomenal effort coming to fruition after a conversation that happened 20 years ago. So those of you that know what it takes, then together, sometimes it takes years for it to come to fruition. So keep dreaming big. You know, Good News Ghouls and What's Bigger Than Beef had an opportunity to do a workshop with the youth. Can you believe nobody came down there? Nobody came down here and showed love to the youth on the platform of engaging with them specifically. There was a lot of love at their ensemble, at their performance that took place August 3rd at Richmond Middle, which was phenomenal, right? They showed out completely, but no other organizations came in to like provide that additional cheer, if you will, and support to this team that's so important. So I had a blast. Those kids were, they were impressive. I spent a little bit of time with them the first day of camp and the last day of camp, and they'll see me around because I'm their number one cheerleader. So that was that. We had our youth writer, Miss Lady K, okay, Kaya Music. She was in the building, honey, with Girls Make Beats. This was such a great testimony. Saw Girls Instagram almost a year ago, and she entered and applied. This is Lady K now, and then she was a part of their summer class here in Miami. And Girls Make Beats is actually going on a national tour, city to city, doing this great work, you know, and introducing our young females, our young queens into the music industry. And it was just, I was floored. I couldn't even sit down. I couldn't even take pictures good because I'm, you know, bobbing my head and being a cheerleader. As you heard me say earlier, I'm always going to root for the youth and their creativity and their talent. So that was something cool. Shouts out to Stitches, as well as the founders of Girls Make Beats. It was so awesome. And shouts out to all the young ladies who did their thing on the ones and twos. Okay. So the other thing that happened this week that was pretty damn cool, you guys know I love Uber Wings. So if you don't know what that is, check out Uber Wings on Instagram or check them out at eatuberwings.com. And if you don't know what Uber stands for, look it up on the dictionary. So anyway, I'm over there going to get my, you know, usual vegan quesadilla. And who do I run into? I'm going to tell you who I ran into in just a minute. I got my co-host on the line. Let me go ahead and open her line up. I know she was getting ready for the show, getting her energy together. So do I have Miss Katie Ann Star General on the line with us?
Yes, you do. Hi, everybody.
Hey, 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 KT. Yeah, that's our live audience clapping like that. So listen, welcome. Hold on, you say you like that? Let me give you some more.
I like the shots too.
So listen, on this new show called I Love Down South, we don't have the shots. I had to put away the guns. That's on the that's on Vibrate and Elevate. We get looks like that. But I wanted to bring you on now because I'm getting ready to talk about Uber Wings. And I need to message Christy and Chef. They're the owners over there at Uber Wings. And I need to let them know that I'm talking about them right now. But Uber Wings has some like magic stuff going on over there. And
yes,
I wanted to bring it on now so she can like share and chime in on some of that. But I'm going to tell you who I met, and then Katie, I'm going to let you talk about your magical moments at Uber Wings. So this week at Uber Wings, I'm just stopping by getting the vegan quesadilla. And who do I run into? I run into Mr. Star X himself, the hungry black man. Okay, he's going around town searching out those awesome black-owned businesses that have quality. service and quality product and just doing a great thing in our community. So I see him. I'm like, whoa, can I get an interview? You know, I got this new camera and I don't know how to use it, but we down. And so we end up doing a quick little clip. And it was really nice. It is on the Good News Ghouls YouTube page. So make sure you check that out. And I might also add it to the show description so you can check out that interview. It was quite interesting. And it's always fun seeing Starex. I had the opportunity to be a part of their Black Vegan Dinner. And that was really awesome. So make sure you check out The Hungry Black Man, because he came all the way down south. Like he said, he drove an hour and a half. And I was like, it wasn't that bad. Come on. So Uber Wings just has this awesome thing going on all the time. And KDN just shared with me this morning this cool thing that happened with her at Uber Wings at the same damn time. So
actually, I went to Uber Wings with a friend of mine, Teresa. And we were talking about just working environments and hostile working environments and managing, you know, several people, different personalities. And I was telling her about a situation that happened many, many years ago when I was working for this company. And one of the persons that was involved in the incident, I was talking about this person. I haven't even mentioned this person's name in over 10 years. And literally, in like a second, that person walked through the door. I couldn't believe it. Mm. Is that him? I'm not sure. And it turns out it was him. And the last time we worked together was the last time he actually worked for anyone. And I was so happy for him. We had a great conversation and we exchanged contacts. But yeah, Uber Wings has a way of bringing good food and good people together. So that was really interesting.
That is interesting because just listening to you share that story, that actually gave me inspiration for tonight's show, believe it or not. And
really?
I didn't tell you that earlier. Yeah. So like, that's why when you told me that, I was like, yo, get him on the line. See if he can be on tonight's show. And just listening to what networking can do, what speaking something can do. Hold on, because it's about to get real deep. Hold on, let me finish texting Christy. So I'm going to chime in. And Christy, again, is the owner of Uber Wings. It's ilovedownsouth.com. Okay, I got it right. So the reason why I'm making such a big deal about this is because, you know, I just so happened to find out about Uber Wings initially from Starex's post. So this is a hungry black man made a post or something. I saw a picture on social media a few months back, and I was like, oh, I wonder what Uber Wings is. And then, you know, I'm around the way over in the Colonial Plaza a couple of different times, and I see the sign Uber Wings. So I'm like, oh, it's a wing joint. I'm not going to go in. And so I had a meeting there. And I was really grateful to go to the meeting. And the guy who invited me, Shemaine, he was like, yo, you should really get something here. Their stuff is really good. And I was like, yeah, I don't really eat.
Yeah.
And so long story short, the connection of it all, the connection of me seeing a post from the hungry black man to me, you know, stumbling across it, you know, by way of a meeting, and then somebody motivating me to actually take a look at the menu, to, you know, a good month and a half later, they're in the magazine, full page ad.
Yes, I saw that. It was incredible.
Wasn't it? Listen, I had so much fun doing their ad. It was amazing. So from one media platform to me visually seeing the sign, to me actually being in the building, then me having the experience with the food and being impressed with the quality of the food and even having some vegan items on the menu, to me just, you know how many people I've ran into just being in there? And sometimes some people, on one occasion, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, somebody said we were just talking about you. And I came in. And they, so that's why you telling me this story. Okay, so I'm bringing it full circle. So this has happened. So we're establishing the fact that there's some magical manifesting that takes place at Uber Wings. So you want to get
Uber Wings
because it's some it's some black business magic going on at the Uber to the wings. You hear me? So I'm gonna wrap it up by saying, you know, randomly just going in there, and I was contemplating like, man, I ain't gonna go in there today. Because I go in there like almost every day. I was like, I got things to do. And I was like, but I'm hungry. So I go in there and I see the hungry black man. And I'm like, oh, nah, man, let me place my order real quick. And I'm going to run to the car, get the camera and make this happen. And
right.
I made a post. I put the post up with the video that we loaded to YouTube. And
yes.
The white Bullard made a comment. And he said, yo, I just left there. Like, a second ago. And so it's this weird like chain of reaction when it comes to Uber Wings. And I think that we need to recognize, you know, quality black businesses. It's on a whole nother note. And
definitely.
It's just really cool. So you got good food, good company, good vibes, all taking place at the Uber damn Wings. You know what I'm saying? So I think we have an after party. Katie, and I think it's safe for us to go get some free napkins and water when we. I'm just playing. But so let's get serious. So on a serious note, this is all the stuff that happened this week. You know, we had the band, we had the Girls Make Beats, we had you know, the random interview with the hungry black man, and just, you know, things are moving and shaking, and we're getting ready for the back to school event next Friday, August the 18th at Goose Park Gym. It's going to be from 11 to 3. We have over 300 book bags that we're going to be giving away. It's going to be fun entertainment. We even have some young talented youth that are going to be performing. And of course, we have Dre Breezy with the silly Willy Wow, like this dance. He's a dance phenomenon. He's going to be coming down and giving us some good energy and good vibes. And it's
awesome.
Just really awesome to see some of the, you know, local the local politicians and local leaders, community leaders that supported us and donated, whether it was book bags, financial donations for the food and different things like that. So I'm really excited. And shouts out to Mothers Fighting for Justice. This is actually their second annual book bag back to school drive. So I'm really happy to have been a part of it, and, you know, bring my network to the table along with her massive network to just do a great community service. So that's going to be next Friday, August the 18th, from 11 to 3 at the Goose Park Gym. Okay, so Katie, I see we have our special guests, our other special guests, they're also on the line. I'm going to get
awesome.
Ready to bring them on in just a
okay.
second. But before I do, I wanted mm-hmm. to know, Katie, what is your plan B? What's your plan B if you can give me a snapshot in like 60 to 90 seconds?
My plan B in regards to what? In terms of my life, business, what
yes.
exactly?
In regards to, I guess, business, you know, our plan A is kind of like our job.
Right.
So I wanted to know what's your plan in the snapshot.
Well, right now I'm really, really focused on getting my book out there, getting the process started with getting it published. I've brought it as far as I have, you know, I can take it, and definitely I'm just doing everything I possibly can to get it out there. I have made a goal for myself before December to get the process started. And publishing my book. So that is definitely something that means the world to me. That's why I'm really excited to converse with your guests on the show, because they have gone through what I'm currently going through. So I'm sure that they
mm-hmm.
can give me great pointers in terms of the whole process, you know?
Absolutely. So Miss Katie's plan B is to do her thing with all the scripts that she has inside of her, all the pages, all the details to the story. For some reason, I'm thinking of Murder, She Wrote. Like, you know, that's I don't know why, but you're making me think about Murder, She Wrote. But, you know, for those of you that are listening, if you have not tapped into your plan B or you don't even have a plan B, you're in the right place. I hope you get some inspiration this evening, because everyone, all the guests on the show today or tonight, they have a book. They have a book that's within them, and or a book that has, you know, come to fruition and materialized and has just taken a life of its own. And so that's what I'm hoping to bring to the table with our special guest, Miss Yolande Jackson and R. Jackson, the authors and artists behind Rocco Rocket. Okay. And there's no, you know, there's no better way to hype up something or to highlight something than to just paint the picture. And so I'll do this and my own little version, and then I'm going to have the special guest talk about, you know, this dynamic character that they've introduced to our community, that they actually introduced to the world, and I think it's quite impressive. So Rocco Rocket is this little guy who aspires to go to space, and there's a whole story about it, and I feel that the storyline is so relevant to our children today, considering, you know, STEM and STEAM with all the science, technology, engineering, and math going on. It's so nice to see a little black boy who aspires to go to space. And for some, you know, I get the Obama energy from Rocco Rocket. And so you're going to be listening to the creators, the authors, and the artists behind this impeccable, impeccable story and book, Miss and Mrs. Jackson. They're on the line.
Hi.
Welcome. How are you?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
Hi,
I'm
guys.
Doing well. Hold on. Let me get a little applause for you guys. Yes. Welcome. Welcome.
That's cool.
Thank you guys so much for being on the line. I know your schedules are busy, and we won't hold you too long, but I feel like I'm obligated now with this new show, the I Love Down South show, to highlight you all as a power couple, as a couple who I look up to because of the things that you've done, and just like y'all, all of that. Like, let me just stop sugarcoating it. Y'all are all of that, and because you guys have this book and so much more, I wanted to just invite you on to share a little bit about Rocco Rocket, about the book and what's been going on lately. So I know Rodney doesn't like to talk that much, so I won't, you know, I won't press
you. I just called you out, Rodney. Right. That's how you
get. Yeah, this is already
I got to do this. But if you guys could tell us a little bit about the character Rocco and how he decided to show up in your planetary system. How did he come about?
Well, the short story is that Rodney used to work at a preschool, and I used to be a research assistant for my physics teacher. He was a principal investigator for NASA. And I imagined him into a character, a puppet that Rodney was making for his class. So we kind of blended both of our experiences together to make Rocco Rocket. And he's basically about a boy that has very big dreams and aspirations to go into space, but he also has a love for science. He has a huge imagination. So his eyes are really big, but his imagination is bigger than his eyes because he believes in things that he can't see yet. And I think that's an important message for kids, to have a dream bigger than them, bigger than they can see, and then to have faith and patience and perseverance to keep working through each new challenge to get to their goal.
Mm. I'm floored. Katie-Ann, like, I'm just smiling because what if we had a Rocco Rocket when we were younger? We would be, you know, further along than we are now.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it's also important to understand that when that happened, that was 1995, when we first created the character and did our first draft of the book. And it's something that we've worked on and off in between then, but we really didn't actually self-publish the book until 2012. And so the message that's in the book is our message, you know, never give up.
I'm really curious about...
And I would just like to say, we're talking about it as a plan B. You know, this is something that we're doing on the side from our other professions. But really and truly, when you're thinking about it, you have to think of it as plan A, and everything else is plan B.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. I need a sound bite
for when someone drops the mic. I need a sound bite for that. Because I think Rodney just woke, you know, he just dropped the mic, came through with the blazer and dropped the mic on us. Because everything about what you and Yolanda just said was dead on. Like, because if we don't persevere, it will always be a plan B. We'll never aspire to get what we want. And I think that's where KDN is, and I think that's where a lot of us are, where we're recognizing that plan B has to get more investment. Plan B has to get more polished. Plan B is actually the divine creative gift. It's this thing that you were given. And and it outweighs any paycheck or anything like that because you want to give your all to it. So cool. KDN, did you have any comments that you wanted to make or anything?
Yes, I wanted to ask them a question. How was the self-publishing process for you guys?
That was really the major challenge as to why we created the book initially in 95, and we didn't end up self-publishing until 2012. We have to kind of wait until for the world to catch up to what was that we were doing. In other words, in 1995, we did an initial research, and we did some submissions to publishing companies, and we started to figure out that the only way that we were really going to be able to release this book is to publish it ourselves. And so when we found out about crowdfunding in the late 2009 or 2008, when we started to really figure out that there's this thing called Kickstarter and there's some other crowdfunding sites out there, we decided, well, we have no more excuses. Before, we were trying to get a publisher to bite. I didn't like a lot of the other self-publishing routes where you pay them money and they supposedly market your book and they supposedly do this and they supposedly do that. I didn't really have any faith in that. It just seemed like you were going to pay the money, they were going to send you your books, and that was pretty much going to be it. And then what do you do with a garage full of books? So we felt like crowdfunding was the best way because we could essentially sell copies ahead of time. And so we basically did a crowdfunding campaign. We were able to sell X amount of books ahead of time, and then we went ahead and published them and then mailed them out, and then we had copies left over to continue selling, and that's really how we went about self-publishing.
But I think I just want to add just really short that before we got to Kickstarter, both of us were in professions where we were doing a lot of the things for other people that were publishing. Mm-hmm. So Rodney was working with magazines. I started a magazine. I got my MFA in creative writing. So I was learning a lot, you know, when I was in my studies, and then we did like webinars, and we did know that we needed to educate ourselves if we were going to be successful at self-publishing. So I think a lot of it going in and knowing that we had some skills that we collected over time, but that even then we knew we had to learn more. And that's too, you have to be at a place where you can be, have some clarity about what is it that I need to know to be successful at this.
Right. Okay.
I'm going off a little bit.
Ask the question, LaToya.
No, I said go ahead, Rodney, because when you guys get done, I'm going to have a praise break because you guys are speaking to me. But go ahead.
Basically, I was just going to really reiterate what Yolanda just said. In 95, we did our first draft of the book. And then in between, we ended up gravitating toward career choices that were going to give us the skills that we needed to really take that project forward. And so we put it kind of on the back burner, but we were doing things that we knew were going to reaffirm the skills necessary to pull it off. And so then it became, and then we almost forgot about it. We ended up really saying, wait a minute, we actually have the skills necessary now. And then that's when we went ahead and did our final draft of the book. We took some webinars into how to really polish the product. And then we actually did another version of the book. So really over the course of that time, we did like 3 or 4 versions of the book. That's why when you see it, and when most people see it, they see this thing where they can't really believe that it's been self-published. They think it's a major publishing company that's putting it out. But really it's because we've really done, like, we've drafted it 3 and 4 times. And so essentially that is how we were able to kind of create that, the quality of product that we created.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. It does look very uniformed, very professional.
Thank you.
No, it looks.
You're welcome.
Man, okay, Sadie, I'm not trying
it's
to put
excellent.
You down in that. Well, nah. I'm not trying to put you down, Katie, but it's the bomb. You hear me?
It is. It is a bomb, and I love all the characters that they have done with the book. It's so beautiful. I love it.
Thank you so much.
So we have actually, I just messaged one of our a special guests who are listening in, and They let me know that the book is at the museum. I think that's the, what's the name of the museum? Text me the name. The one
Children's
downtown.
Museum. The Children's Museum.
Huh?
It was at the MoCA Museum. And
yeah,
it's now in Books and Press. And, right.
Did you
get
that?
And Shire, yeah, Perez Museum.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the artists who's listening in, shout outs to Shire, who's listening in, that's Miss Vanta Black. She was letting me know that, you know, the quality of the book and so on and so forth, and that she's interested in also publishing. And I think the jewels that you just dropped were key. And going back to what we talked about earlier when we first opened the show with the whole thing with the community band camp, how it's the first in the nation, people would see the program and just think, wow, this is great. This happened just right then. But it was a 20-year
mm-hmm.
conversation that happened, you know, over you know, coffee or something 20 years ago that Commissioner Moss was
mm-hmm.
having. And
mm-hmm.
And then 20 years fast forward, now we got that. And so it's truly, you know, a test to being determined and sticking with it. And I heard you say that you almost forgot about it. And I think a lot of times that's what happens to Plan B, is that they end
mm-hmm.
up getting on the back. and they're on the back burner for so long that we don't even want it anymore. So this was very valuable to me, because I'm with what Yolande was sharing about, you got to put yourself in a position to learn. So with this magazine that I'm doing, Good News Ghouls, I don't know what's going on. I'm just doing it, you know, to be transparent.
You have to start by doing it too.
And so when I look back at everything, and so this is going to really resonate with Rodney, I believe. When I look back at everything, from the way that I used to hoard the Vibe magazines when they first came out, the big body print, just like Rocco Rocket, the book,
those.
You know how it's.
I remember.
Oh Lord, I can't. You know, I had the Biggie. I had the Tupac. I had all of them, and that's actually how Rodney and I met. I saw a painting in a window, and I was like, "Yo, I saw that in the magazine," and he was like, "Yeah, I painted that," and I was like, "No, you didn't." And so it really threw me off to look back and see that I've been influenced by certain things for a really, really, really long time. And now things are coming into fruition. You know what I mean? So I think we should give ourselves more credit.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me good? Sorry, I had an incoming call. I don't know who's trying to bother me while I'm on the show. But, but yeah, like, so Rodney, like, just looking back at the big body print Vibe magazine, and then me being in high school, you know, with baggy pants and Timberlands on, and saying, yo, it would be cool to have a magazine company. And I was like, I should do it with my best friend, you know, Zahara. And then fast forward now to 2016, it was last year. And we have, you know, the Vibrate and Elevate show, and then comes, you know, Good News Ghouls, and I'm just looking back like, yo, it's a lot of connections going on. I was the first person to do the yearbook at my school. All these small things that are grooming us for the big thing, and I think that's what we ignore, and I think that's what allows. You know, our when we ignore those things, that's what destroys the script. That's what destroys the great story in the making. That's what destroys, you know, the memories and so on and so forth, because we're not putting those pieces of the puzzle together. And I thank you for sharing the fact that you put in work. Like, putting in work was a part of the plan, indirectly and directly. So those of you that are listening, if you already got, first of all, if you have something on the paper, you are already, you know, 10 steps ahead, but you got to keep going. So to anybody listening, if you know you have something, you better hold on to it, because it's going to take you to another planet, just like Rocco is on this rocket, man. He's out of there.
Yeah, let it pass
up. Okay, Planet Rock. Listen, can we get a soundtrack? Rodney, I know how you do with the garage band or whatever it is. I don't even know the lingo, but I know you do the music. We need a soundtrack for Rocco Rocket.
You feel me?
And we need a coloring book, an adult coloring book.
That's already in the works.
Yeah. Some of the things
the first
we
one.
Have. Yes, definitely. Some of the things that we have coming out really soon with this new back-to-school season is we've finished our first episode of the animated series. So... if you're listening and you're interested in Rocko Rocket and you're interested in the episode one, follow us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram to find out exactly when the first episode is going to drop. We also have some holiday specials, and I think Yolanda will tell us a little bit about some of the holiday specials we have.
Yeah, so right now, if people are interested in getting a book or getting a backpack for school, we have the backpacks. I mean, I guess the best thing to do is check out the website. It's very, there's a lot of new things that Rodney added to the site, and we are working on a lot of projects, but Rodney is definitely working on a lot of music and a soundtrack. But if you go on the website, you're going to see book bags, you're going to see the book, you're going to see dolls, you're going to see artwork. You're going to see that we have a special for back to school, which is if you buy the backpack and the book, it's going to be $30 as opposed to $20 for the book and $20 for the backpack. So just go on the website and support us and tell people about us. Follow us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. If you're online at ilovedownsouth.com, all you have to do in the show description is click on Yolanda and R. Jackson's name. It's going to take you directly to their website, where you can see all these cool things about Rocco Rocket. And I just love the development of it all.
Yes.
And I hope that you guys, you know, walk different. I hope that you talk different, because this is pretty dope. And you, I've told you this before, and I will always say it. You guys are what I like to call creative culture. So you got two creative parents that support creativity with their children and with the community, and it changes the climate of the culture when you do that. So I, from
thank
your
you.
Workshops to the activities, to the book, to the everything, every single thing. I love the dynamic creative duo that you guys are. Represent. So like, I'm just crazy about all the creative things that have materialized, and I feel that that's what needs to be shown and taught at schools. This is what needs to be happening at aftercare programs, like time out for some stuff. And let's bring in a new element, because our kids now, they're faster than us. They're faster than us, and they deserve all that stuff that we went through. They deserve it in a snapshot version, so that they can go on, because they're running a different race than us. So a child that reads about Rocco Rocket, they're already on their way. They're already, you know, prep for, you know, NASA. They already prep for the new space station where you could teleport and do all this business. You feel what I'm saying? So I really appreciate you guys painting the picture.
Imagination is key.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And no dream is too big. That's important that we put that out there. No dream is too big. I feel like your dreams are supposed to scare you. Like, I definitely feel like my dreams scare me in terms of how far I want to go in life, you know? There's no limits.
Absolutely. Bless up. Listen, can Rocco Rocket come to Uber Wings? I know I invited you guys for the brunch, but you let me know when you guys are ready. And
okay.
I think you guys would love Uber Wings, all the napkins,
tell
all the straws, all the water. Oh, so, yeah. But so we're going to surprise you. Is that fair?
Yes.
They even have vegan and vegetarian items.
Okay.
And alkaline water.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
And I know you guys are conscious eaters, but you also are foodies. You would definitely love Uber Wings. I think it will be just a great support to another Black owned business. By the way, this month is Support Black Businesses Month, and you are one of our businesses that we're highlighting along with Uber Wings. We're highlighting Rocco Rocket. So thank you so much.
So can I tell you a little bit about what we're working on now that we're excited about?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we've been working on developing an animated series for Rocco Rocket. And if people follow us on Instagram and on our Facebook page, they're going to know more about it. So I wanted Rodney to talk a little bit about that. But I definitely want your listeners to follow us so they can know when we're going to release it.
All right. Most definitely. All right.
Yeah, so
yes, what's that Instagram? What's the Instagram again? It's just Rocco Rocket all the way through?
Yeah, it's Rocco Rocket on Instagram. We also have Rocco Land. We have those two Instagram accounts. So Rocco Rocket is the primary. Yeah, so episode one really episode one of the animated series basically takes a plot point from the book that you don't really see, and we expand it in the animated series so you can actually see exactly what happens in this brief moment that takes place in the book. I don't want to give too much away, but it is pretty cool, and we will be releasing it very soon, and if you stay tuned, we'll have a release date for you and some sneak peeks.
Ooh. So, like, is it going to be, like, a sneak peek viewing or something, like, at Chroma or somewhere, or?
Well, we're going to release a trailer of the first episode, and that sneak peek will be online. And then we're considering doing a preview screening. But we're going to have to stay tuned for that because we're still working out the logistics.
Okay, no problem. With the logistics, just make sure you put Toya and Katie in at the top and everything else is just going in place.
No doubt.
Yes, definitely.
One of the listeners just messaged me one more time. She wanted to hear that Instagram one more time.
It's Rocco Rocket. Rocket.
Okay. All righty. Okay, they got it. All right, perfect. So, oh my goodness, I don't want to talk. Katie Ann, take over because I'm gonna just be all over the place.
What?
Because I'm really excited about what you guys are doing, and the reason why this is so relevant. For KDM, because, you know, she's aspiring to produce a book. And I don't know if she has any, you know, closing remarks before we let you guys go. But, KDM, was this conversation helpful for you?
Yes, very helpful. I mean, you guys are basically, I mean, you're doing what I aspire to do. And it's been very frustrating for me over here, LaToya knows. I've vented to her. Basically, I came up with an idea. It took me about maybe 2.5 years to really put the story together. Then I got it edited, and I sought out a art student, and I worked with her for several months to just really come up with the concept of how I wanted the storyboards to look. Every week, we met up at Barnes & Noble, and you know, I would be like, no, I want it to look this way, not this way. I needed to, you know, I needed the people that when they're reading this and they're looking at the visual aid, I need them to feel this. It was a lot. And I enjoyed every moment of it. And it's been going almost on 3 years now. So when you said this was 1995 and then you didn't publish it, I was like, okay, I don't feel too bad.
Right.
No, but seriously, it's been really frustrating. I've had many different conversations with different self-publishing companies. And I'm just like, you know, well, this doesn't sound too right to me, but I'm not sure. So let me, you know, do some research. I did take a class just to learn about, like, writing and story development and things of that nature. So I can definitely relate to everything that you're saying. So at this point now, I want to perfect the drawings. I want to perfect the drawings, and I have several. When you said something about having several different drafts, same things. I have made so many changes. So I'm right. like, okay, now I need to get it edited again, but like professionally mm-hmm. edited, and I need mm-hmm. to perfect the drawing because I want it to be perfect. I want it to be,
right.
You know, the best version of it as possible. So this mm-hmm. definitely helps me a lot because sometimes, you know, you get to a point where you're like, oh, my God, like she was saying about, you know, don't let your dreams die and really put everything into it. There have been times where I felt like just completely getting up from my job and walking out the door. You have no idea because I really
right.
believe in this project, you know, so talking to you guys really helped me a lot, and it's, you know, I get to talk to someone that's been through the process to learn from them, so it definitely helped me a great deal.
Oh,
excellent.
Great, good. Just keep going. Just keep swimming.
That's it.
I am. I'm not going to give up. I really believe in it, and, man, you guys have no idea. This is so great, just talking to you guys about, you know, everything. I've seen, you know, your book, and it's so beautifully done. It's perfect. It's well done. It's uniform. It's clean. I love it.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you know, we changing the world around here with our special guest. We're talking about Plan B's going right with books and behind the scenes with Yolande and R. Jackson with Rocco Rocket. And we also have Katie Ann, Star General Williams on the line. I want to thank you all for spending some time with me on the I Love Down South show. And I just want to thank you guys and welcome you back. Anytime you want to be on the show, anytime something's popping, you just want to chime in or tell us about, you know, the trailer or anything like that, make sure you get in contact with me so we can make that happen. And I love you guys again. Whatever I need to do, to get me a book bag. I need to get a book. I need to get everything. So I'll be on your website shopping a little bit to, in support
thank
of you.
Thanks for inviting us on the show again.
Thank you.
And I follow you on Facebook, and you're just doing such great work. So keep it up, you know.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. You guys are off the hook. I know you're probably going somewhere snazzy, you know, and fancy. So go do your thing, and we'll be talking with you soon. And Katie Ann and I will close out the show. But thank you for being on.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for all the information.
Bye. Good luck. Keep going.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
But.
All right, so I'm lost in the studio. I was supposed to give an applause since they were leaving. Hold on. There you go. Yeah, sorry about that. So my friends are so dope. Like, look. I'm real. My energy is through the roof right now, Katie. So I apologize in advance, but I just want to encourage everybody that's doing something that's been giving to them divinely on a creative note. Do it. One of the things I was challenged with this week, Katie Ann, and this may be something for you. I don't know, or something for our listeners. I was challenged this week on excuses. Someone asked me something, and they were like, why aren't you doing X, Y, and Z? And I said, oh, because I have something going on, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. And they were like, so this is an investment to your future. And I didn't have a comeback.
Definitely. Wow.
I didn't have a comeback, so I had to make some sacrifices. And, you know, a part of me, I'm a stickler for trying, like, keeping my word and stuff. I need to get over that, because sometimes I may say something that wasn't in my best interest. You get what I'm saying? And I may end up investing my time in something that didn't earn my time, you know, all because of my word, quote unquote. So I'm growing.
Right.
And so we growing a little bit around here, you know. I used to dance, but I don't have to dance no more. Cardi B. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so hyped. I'm so sorry. Like, I can't turn it off. So So anyway, I was challenged this week with, you know, with this thing about what do I really want? And any answer that I gave, I knew at the end of the day, the lowest common denominator, it was BS, whatever answer I gave. Because when you want something, you want it. There's nothing that is, could get in the way. There's nothing that can get in the way.
Oh.
So, you know, this week I want to challenge everybody, considering the nature of the topic of the show, which is Plan B's books and behind the scenes, and what Rodney just dropped on us is that your Plan B has to turn into your Plan A. You have to treat your Plan B like it's a Plan A, or you'll never have a transition. You'll never have an elevated transformation. You'll never have what you want if you make excuses. And so I learned that this, it cost me a pretty penny to go after what I want. And I was just like, oh shoot, you know, what next? And then I sit and I think about all the time and the years that I wasted not doing what needs to be done.
Right. I totally understand where you're coming from. I can definitely relate to that. It's crazy because doing the advice column, you know, and I having just seeing all the questions and so many things that's going on in life, God gave us all a gift, you know? And if I could do it all over again, I would do what I really love to do from the beginning. Because we get caught up in work and life and everything that's going on, you know, with us that we tend to forget, like, our first love, what we really want to do. Because when you do what you really want to do, the money will come.
It will.
Yeah.
Oh, it will come. Like, okay, so I feel impartial to that statement because me and you have had this personal conversation too. And shout out to Andre Blaylock. He put a post up. He's a relationship specialist, this dude. And he put a post up about, you know, what's more important, you know, put it in order of priority. And he put love, friendship, all of these different things. And
yes, I did see that.
And I just went in on it. So the reason why I'm bringing that up, I don't know, but it just came out. But in correlation to us prioritizing what needs to get done, and one of the things that he asked in the post was, should finances be, you know, a part of a relationship conversation? And so as I kind of, you know, swirl this into this part of the conversation. You know, should we let money get in the way of what we want, or should we use money to get what we want? You know, I just want that out there. I have a caller on the line. I want to open her line up before the call goes out.
Okay.
Yes, you're online. Is this Miss Vanta Block?
Yes, it is. Hey, girl. What's up?
Hold on. Let me get you some crap. Yes. This is one of our listeners and supporters, Ms. Shire, who is famously known for doing portraits in her special project, special commentary art of those that have passed on from gun violence. I hope I did it right. Did I say it right?
Oh, cool.
Yes. And, you know, listening to this conversation, it's what I needed to hear because, you know, as an artist, as a creative person, it's really easy to get distracted, to get sidetracked, to get discouraged from your passion. And it's important to make that temporary. It's important to acknowledge it and make it temporary. And, you know, there are obstacles in your way because, firstly, you know, being a person of color, and then being a woman, you know, we have more obstacles.
Oh yeah.
So it's you know, listening to your guests. Yes, I make money moves.
I'm sorry.
I do that too. I do that like in my everyday life. But I low key love Cardi B. But you know, it's important to stay focused. To stay focused, because if you have a passion, you know, it's gonna drive you. And you know, the sister was saying earlier that she wished she had pursued her passion from the jump. And you know, I feel like that sometimes too. But I think it's important to understand where you are now and to understand that maybe this is the time. This is the time for you to do what you're meant to do. Maybe it was not the time before. That was not the time.
Yeah.
This is the time. This is your moment.
Yeah.
And if you want, what's the sister's name? What's the sister's name? Katie? What's your name?
I'm here. Katie.
Girl, put that book out there.
I'm actually doing something that you know how they say if you want a different result, if you want the result that you need, you should do something different, do something, you know, you haven't done before.
Yeah.
And that's where
yeah.
I am. I was just discussing that with her. I just started a GoFundMe. And mm-hmm. I'm going to take this as far as God will allow me to.
Absolutely.
Because I'm there, you know.
Absolutely.
So thank
mm-hmm.
you for the encouragement. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome, sister. You're welcome. This is what we should do as creative people, as artists, as women, as Black people. We should encourage one another. We should, because you never know what that person needs at that moment. You know, right when
mm-hmm.
I start to doubt myself, somebody will say, hey, girl, get it together. You know, and I'll be
yeah.
like, you know what? I needed to hear that today. You know, so you never know. So you always have to support your people. You always have
yeah.
to support your people. Listen,
well,
because
it is huge. Shire, on that note, I have to say something to Katie, because she said something that just resonated with me. She said she's going to take this as far as, you know, God will take her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said, Katie?
Yeah, so that I would take it as far as God will allow me to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna allow me to reintroduce myself. Allow me a moment to rip that up. Okay, why do I want to rip that up? Because I feel that and Katie, don't take this personal. This is a message that I'm sharing that I'm going through personally, and that
mm-hmm.
I feel that a lot of single Black women are, and I'm saying single Black women because I'm in that group and a lot of my friends are, and I feel that there's getting ready to be some type of dynamic explosion with empowerment for women, young Black women, when it relates to creativity and when it relates to manifesting. So what I want to say to you, Katie, is that as far as God wants to take you, do you understand we're talking about the person who made the planetary system, the person or the entity or the energy. So sometimes we give him these personable like traits, and he's so much bigger than that. He's bigger than bigger than math. He's bigger than, so when you say as far as he will take you, it's no limit. So I need you to correct that and understand
as far as
you will allow.
That's what I said. I said as far as he will allow me to take it. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully
agree. This is what I'm getting
he is
at.
Bigger
wait,
than
wait.
Me.
I'm going to chop it up. I'm chopping it up
mm-hmm.
still. Because he don't got no limits. Like,
exactly.
That's what I need you to understand. I need you to understand that
I understand.
It's you.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I agree fully.
Yeah.
Okay,
I totally agree with you.
How could we fix this phrase? How could we fix that phrase? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Katie.
Here. Yes, I'm
I
here.
Said, how can we fix that phrase? How can we fix that phrase then?
Well, I think our imagination is and where we want to take things is limitless. So I agree with what you're saying. Let me see. How could I fix the phrase? Well, take it as far as my imagination will take me. And maybe that's the best way I could fix the phrase.
Okay, I like that. That's better. And the reason why I'm being so adamant and meticulous about this is because I got to a point, Katie, where I allowed the thing to be the thing. And with the magazine, that was the first project that I was able to birth something without being the mother, if that makes sense. I was just like the vessel. And it's growing and it's doing what it wants to do. So when you allow that creative thing to develop, and you just be the vessel kind of thing, it will show you what to do. It will grow in areas that you couldn't even imagine.
That's
so when
true.
We say, you know, what God, as far as he's allowed it or what he will allow, he will allow what you expect. So if you take those limitations off him.
Well, what I mean by that, and then maybe I should clarify, I like to put God in everything that I do. And at the end of the day, people die every day. Somebody's born every day. When I say allow me, I mean as long as he gives me health and strength, I'm going to take it as far as I can go. That's really what I meant when I say something like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, I'm just being a stickler with this because you my homie, but I also want everybody listening to get to a point where whatever it is that they're doing is bigger than them. So then it becomes bigger than what you can contribute to it. It begins to grow so big. Like, I think that's what a movement is. I think that's what, you know, things that break barriers. I think that's how they're born. So I think so highly of each one of you guys' projects and what you guys have going on, because it has the potential to literally go to space, to be, you know, accessible to the billions that are on the planet.
Amen.
And I just think y'all the bomb. I think this way about myself too. So I think so highly of somebody's creative, you know, contributions, positive creative contributions, that I am that cheerleader sometimes. I am that one that's like, you want to do what? Nah, let's go national. Nah, let's go to Ghana. Nah, let's, you know,
right.
And I have to save some of that energy for myself, because I'm great at being a cheerleader to someone else. But I know it's also time to make those energetic investments to what are on my eyes, are on my stove, you know. And I
right.
and I don't have a four square stove, because ain't shit on ain't nothing on the back burner. You feel me? Ain't nothing on the back burner. Like, everything
that's
on the
right.
front. Whip it. So yeah, that's. I'm sorry. So yeah, we about to get this. Whatever it is, whatever it is that you want, Katie, Shire, Rocco Rocket, Yolan, Rodney, Uber Wings, all these different people that we've mentioned on the show tonight, please make sure you do your thing, because you're worth it, and your project is bigger than you, because it's going to be around 100 years from now. Shout out to Tesla, Nikola Tesla, not the car, the energy. Nikola Tesla, shout out to him for being so relevant even over 100 years later with your contributions that you made. Like, man, come on here. Like, we got something to do, something to give, something to showcase and to pass on. So I look forward to having my grandchildren read Rocco Rocket, having my grandchildren read Katie Ann Star General Williams' book, having my grandchildren look at the autograph book by Vonta Black Shire. This is where I'm at. So, like, excuse me if I'm hyped, but because it's because I'm in 2030 somewhere. I'm somewhere else. I'm somewhere else with it. That's why my millions and all of, like, my attitude matches my gratitude at the end of the day. So I just wanted to impart that to you guys. I love y'all. Peace and blessings. I'm finna shut the hell up so we can get off this line and go get this money. You feel me? Hey, look, you are listening to I Love DownSouth.com. Make sure you check us out. Same place, same time next week. If you need to get in contact with Katie Ann, click on her name in the show description. If you need to get in contact with the Rocco Rocket founders, just click on their name in the show description. If you need to get at me, check out goodnewsghouls.com. Dopest issue ever. And Vanta Black, you can holler at Shire on Facebook, right?
Yes, on Facebook and Instagram. Art by Shire.
Okay, Art by Shire. Spell that out.
ArtByChire.
That's right. Money moves. So speaking of money moves, guys, look forward to our financial workshop coming up in the city in your area. We're going to be helping people with student loan debt. We're going to be helping people with credit card debt and showing you how to save money and get your money, you know what I'm saying, through proper life insurance. So get at me, 786-972-8695, 786-972-8695. Peace to you. Let's turn up. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Nice to meet you, Shire. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Shire, for calling in.
No problem.
Mind and move. I got. Okay, so I'm back with my Miami stuff, my down south stuff. Yeah. We'll see y'all next time.
Yeah, it's all right.
Good night.
Slow down some, Junior.